This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The government has announced the setting up of the 8th Pay Commission for central government employees and pensioners. An announcement in this regard was made by the Union Information and Broadcasting Minister, Ashwini Vaishnav, in New Delhi.
केंद्र सरकार के सभी कर्मचारियों के लिए 8th सेंट्रल पे कमीशन को मंजूरी दे दी है। प्रधानमंत्री जी ने एक रेगुलर रिदम के साथ पे कमीशन बनाने का जो एक संकल्प लिया है, उसके हिसाब से 2016 में 7th पे कमीशन स्टार्ट हुआ था, तो 2026 में इसका टर्म कंप्लीट होता है। उससे वेल बिफोर 2025 में 8th पे कमीशन स्टैब्लिश करने से सफिशियंट टाइम मिलेगा, सो दैट द रिकमेंडेशंस कैन बी रिसीव्ड वेल बिफोर द कंप्लीशन of the period of 7th Pay Commission.
The minister said the appointment of chairman and two members of the commission will be made soon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the decision on the 8th Pay Commission will improve the quality of life and give a boost to consumption. In a social media post, Mr. Modi lauded the efforts of all government employees who work to build a Viksit Bharat. The decision will benefit more than 45 lakh central government employees and more than 68 lakh pensioners. The Union Cabinet today approved the establishment of the third launch pad TLP at the Satish Dhawan Space Centre of ISRO at Sriharikota, Andhra Pradesh. The TLP project envisages the establishment of the launch infrastructure at Sriharikota for the next generation launch vehicles of ISRO and also to support as standby launch pad for the second launch pad there. It will also enhance the launch capacity for future Indian human space flight missions. It will boost the Indian space ecosystem by enabling higher launch frequencies and the national capacity to undertake human space flight and space exploration missions. The QS World Future Skills Index has ranked India second for digital skills ahead of Canada and Germany. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi expressed happiness over this achievement. He said over the last decade, the government has worked on strengthening the country's youth by equipping them with skills that enable them to become self-reliant and create wealth. At least 12 Maoists have been killed in an ongoing encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh. The encounter has been going on since this morning in the forests of South Bastar on the Telangana border in Bijapur district. A joint team of CRPF, Cobra Battalion and District Reserve Guard was on a search operation in the jungles of South Bastar after receiving information about the presence of a large number of Maoists in the area. According to the police, the Maoists have suffered a huge loss in this operation. President of Singapore Tharman Shanmugaratnam today held a wide range of discussions with President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi this evening. The discussions covered avenues for further strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership between India and Singapore. During the meeting, President Murmu and President Shanmugaratnam unveiled a joint logo to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi also met the President of Singapore. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today held a telephonic conversation with UK Secretary of State for Defence, John Healey. The two ministers discussed the ongoing defence cooperation issues and emphasised the need to maintain the momentum in bilateral relations. They also reviewed the progress made between the two countries in niche defence technology areas such as electric propulsion and jet engines. BJP will contest on 68 seats only out of 70 seats of Delhi Assembly. BJP has left the remaining two seats for the National Democratic Alliance (ND) constituents, Janata Dal United and Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas. On to sports now. In the Khokho World Cup 2025, both the India men's and women's teams performed exceptionally well in their group stage matches today to secure spots in the quarterfinals. Each team also clinched the top position in their respective groups. And in badminton, ace shuttler PV Sindhu progressed to the quarterfinals of the India Open with a second round win over Japan's Manami Suisu today. Sindhu will next take on Grigoria Mariska Tsuhinjung of Indonesia tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.